This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, the last financial crisis started in so many ways, including the fateful decision to sweep away Depression-era limits on the financial system, many argue. Or did it start when the investment bank Bear Stearns collapsed in March of 2008? But some say it was earlier, 10 years ago today, August 9th, 2007. That's when the French bank BNP Paribas weirdly froze three of its funds. Marketplace's Ryan Kailoth takes us back.
If you're like me, you do not want to start talking about the financial crisis again. Not so for Andrew Metrick.
There's a handful of us who do nothing but worry about this stuff, and I'm one of those people.
Metrick's a finance professor at Yale, for whom today's date is very meaningful. BNP Paribas froze three of its regular money market funds. Metrick says, imagine you went to take cash out of your retirement savings.
And the mutual fund said, well, I'm sorry, we can't do this because we don't know what some of these stocks are worth.
Paribas funds were tied to subprime mortgages in the U.S. And Metrick says this freeze was the first public acknowledgement that even the experts, even banks themselves, could not figure out what these funds were built on. Anath Admati of Stanford Business School says Bear Stearns had frozen some fancy hedge funds earlier in the summer, but
this freezing of a money market fund, which is supposed to be, you know, as good as a bank account, was unusual.
That caused the European Central Bank to step in, which put the rest of the financial world on notice that America's housing boom could be a house of cards. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailoth for Marketplace.